Fishing. It's Richard Schindel from south of Delia on 90.3 KNBA, where music matters. A brand new track from Ziggy Marley and their Rebellion Rises. Wait So Long was trampled by turtles. Richard Thompson with a great little acoustic album he did from, called Front Parlor Ballads about a decade ago. That particular version of Let It Blow was from a live acoustic cafe performance around 2008 or so. Heart Killer, new music from Dr. Dog, got us started out. It's 8:27. It is the Morning Line program on a happy Friday. Yippee Skippy. Here at 90.3 KMBA, I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chithlick, and we love to fill people in on the events and activities in our community. So we've got this segment called Our Community.
Go figure.
Here it is. So the first thing I see on the calendar is today in Mountain View, at the Mountain View Neighborhood Library, it's the Mountain View Job Fair featuring, I think they said 30 employers last time I talked to them. And it's from noon to 3, starting in about 4 hours. And you can check out different things happening, including a visit from the Anchorage Community Land Trust, who's one of the sponsors. So that's one of the items on the list. I also see that the book sale we mentioned is starting tonight, a preview sale for members. That's starting up at 6 o'clock at the Lusac Library. We also see that a local author fair is happening on Saturday as part of that event, starting at 10 o'clock at the Lusac Library.
Okay, and I want to thank Tony McPherson from Friends of the Library for stopping by yesterday and chatting about it, too. If you're getting your summer reading list together, man, oh, man, this is something to take advantage of. And we have a very special guest this morning. Joining us in the studio is Francesca Dubrock. Francesca is an event organizer and guest curator at the Anchorage Museum. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Morning Line.
Thank you for having me.
Are you all nice and awake? You got your coffee there? Oh, you got tea.
I'm working on
okay.
it.
Okay. So, big day tomorrow. Of course, today is El Cuatro del Mayo, which means that would logically follow that tomorrow is El Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
And so there's a big event happening. It's more than an event. It's a big thing happening at the Anchorage Museum this weekend. Dia del Sol. What is Dia del Sol? It's Day of Sunshine. Okay. Dia del Sol.
Yeah. So it's an event we're having at the museum that is kicking off tonight at 6 p.m. The museum will be free from 6 until 9. And then it'll be free also tomorrow. And on Sunday, regular admission will apply, but we'll be showing Mexican films and having a piñata making class on Sunday. But it's basically a celebration of Mexican arts and culture here in Anchorage and tying in with the Unsettled exhibition that we have up at the museum right now that features some really amazing Mexican and Mexican-American artists.
Other than the fact that we're coming up on Cinco del Mayo, is there any special significance to this event?
Well, it kind of is a happy accident, really, that it's happening over Cinco de Mayo, which is a great reason to celebrate Mexican arts and culture. But it kind of came out of the Unsettled exhibit that we have at the museum, which is an exhibit addressing the Greater West, is what they're calling it, which is region of all of the Americas and Australia. And there are a few really wonderful Mexican artists in that show that I mentioned. And so we decided to have an event that would kind of tie the work in the show to the artists and activists and thinkers and people doing interesting things in the Mexican community here in Anchorage.
Recently, you did a really marvelous interview with artist Ana Teresa Fernandez about her work, Erasing the Border is Possible. Talk about that a little bit. What's that exhibit about, and what is the artist up to?
Well, Ana is an amazing artist. She actually was a former teacher of mine back in San Francisco. And
did you get an A?
I'm not sure what my grade was, but I think I did all right.
Okay.
So she is a kind of interdisciplinary artist. And she has a work in the Unsettled exhibit. And this piece in particular is, I think, quite elegant. So what she did in San Diego was to go to the border fence that separates Tijuana from, it's this big black metal fence. and she's originally from Mexico, so obviously the nature of that separation, I think, is something that she's questioning. And as a painter, she just thought, well, perhaps paint is my tool to address this issue. So she went and bought some light blue, sky blue paint and went there and kind of in a guerrilla style action just started painting the fence blue. And as you can see in the images, there are some great photographs. She painted this little...
Let me just hold these pictures up to the microphone so you can see them at home.
Yes. If you go to the website at the museum, you can see some pictures of it. But it kind of creates this window in this big black fence where it really does visually kind of disappear, blending in with the sky. And so she made a video of herself doing this, performing this action, and then also painted a large oil painting of an image from the video.
And Jeanette from the museum was mentioning to us earlier that Anna's work is going to be the piece of art and a film as well, a presentation?
Yes, she's going to be presenting at the museum tomorrow. No, today, excuse me, at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So she'll be giving a talk about her work, and she's a really dynamic, lovely person, so...
Okay, this is a superb, and I do definitely recommend folks go to AnchorageMuseum.org and check out this picture. The whole concept is amazing, taking this ugly black wall down at the border and painting it sky blue to get rid of that horrible binary sort of polarizing contrast there.
Yeah.
And then there's pages worth of events going on, but there's a special panel at Dia del Sol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be happening tomorrow at about 3 o'clock. And that is a panel I'm really excited about because there are some local, amazing local women that are going to be on that panel. Monica Sullivan, she's an architect and a designer and an artist. Itzel Zagal, she is a writer and a poet and just a lovely human. And then Lorena Medina, who is a architect. I mean, excuse me, not an architect. She's an archaeologist.
Wow.
And has been doing a lot of excavations in Mexico City. So they all live here. They're all Anchorage-based, originally from Mexico, all of them. And they'll be presenting on their work.
I was just watching a PBS film about archaeology in Mexico City and how the aquifer is going away and the city is sinking like 30 feet per decade now, and that, which has got to really be rough on archaeologists. I bet she's got some great insights there.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear her speak. I've seen some of her pictures.
Fantastic. So films, stuff for family. There's way more than we can highlight in the time we've got. You want to talk about some of the things that kind of stick out in your mind that's happening this weekend?
Yeah. So... there will be films. There are two films from the golden age of Mexican cinema, which is the 1940s era, black and white films that will be showing on Sunday. There are children's films that will be showing tomorrow. Tonight there's a film directly after Ana's talk that I'm really excited to see. It's called Purgatorio, Viaje al Corazón de la Frontera, and it's like Purgatory, Journey to the Heart of the Border. And it's a contemporary film by a young filmmaker, and it's kind of pushing the edges of a documentary film genre. But I think it's going to be a really interesting one. In terms of family events, there's going to be face painting this evening, and tomorrow there will be mariachi music. Mariachi Agave Azul is coming to play from 12 to 2.
Yeah.
There'll be dancers. There's a piñata class with a local piñata maker. Her name is Carolina Vidal, and she's an amazing, lovely human. She runs a place called the Piñata Shop, where she does custom piñatas. So she'll be leading a family class on Saturday and Sunday. There'll be art, and there's Mexican food as well. So
okay, I'm down with that.
Yeah, no, you can't have a party without food.
I mean, I like art, you know, and I like music. I love food, though. Okay,
yeah,
that's gonna be very cool. Well. Again, it's free admission today and Saturday and
this evening. from 6 to 9.
Is this, this evening from 6 to 9, tomorrow and Sunday, and some great partners, ConocoPhillips, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America are all helping to make that possible. The free films run from 11 to 4 over the weekend, and you're advised to use the 7th Avenue entrance for admission to the films. So and, what are you going to be doing all this?
Oh. I think I'll probably be running around a little bit like a chicken with my head cut off, but I'll be having a fun while I'm doing it.
Okay, this sounds tremendous. All weekend long.
I should also add, too, that we'll have the Mexican consulate at the museum on Saturday and Sunday, and they'll be processing documents for Mexican nationals there. So if you have any paperwork you need to get taken care of, you can come do that.
Very timely as we look at what's happening at the border this this very week in the news. And, of course, everybody will be hearing more and more about that, processing of as of yesterday, there were 700,000 immigrants waiting to have their paperwork processed, and the folks who are just coming over the border this week could be possibly facing years and a little bit of red tape and bureaucracy. So we can speak to some of the issues and obstacles that we're encountering in that region here in the 21st century. So this is very timely.
Yeah.
Francesca, as we wrap up, anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I'm just really excited to be a part of this. And I would like to mention a few community collaborators who helped put the event together. That would be Lina Mariscal, Indra Arriaga, Daniela Esparza, and Gabriela Olmos. We're all amazing in helping me kind of think through the event, and it's really their event as much as it is the museum. So, thanks to them.
Okay, our guest this morning has been Francesca Dubrac, event organizer and guest curator at the Anchorage Museum. It's Dia del Sol at the museum this evening through the weekend. Do go if your appetite is not wet now, and if you're not motivated to go to anchoragemuseum.org and check out some of the great pictures and such. Dia del Sol at the museum. Francesca, thanks so much for joining us on Morning Line.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Dire Straits, Iron and Wine, and
from automotive repair to digital media, programs at vocational schools can provide a more focused hands-on training than what's available in the average college lecture hall. On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk with representatives from tribal colleges about vocational training creating a fruitful future.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.